Wednesday night for Halacha. Okay, in Chosha Mishpat, there's a way to be kind of metaltal in movable objects. So, Hagbah is the first way. You lift it up. If it's too big to lift up, then there's Meshicha. If none of them work, then Mesira, like by a boat. It's talking about a boat. It's too heavy for Hagbah. Or Meshicha. And so you do Mesira. Mesira, like you give over the reins, you give over the way the ship is run. Maybe the keys, maybe the... And then you have a type of kinyan which is brought down, and that's the point of tonight. I wanted to speak it out. It's called kinyan sutimta. That if there's a recognized way amongst people doing business, that constitutes the finality of a Gemira's Das. Like a handshake in the Diamond Center. That's famous. Or you say Mazel B'Brocha. It's like it's famous that constitutes a Gemira's Das and a finality. So that's Taka Maisa Kinyan. It's called Kinyan Sutimta. Most poskim hold that it helps on a level of a Dioraisa. It's even better than a Kinyan Drabonon, which is sometimes problematic. If a Kinyan Drabonon Mahani L'Dioraisa, but what's called a Kinyan Sutimta, when it's common custom that this Maisa constitutes a Kinyan, so that is good. That's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch. Most poskim hold, it's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva, but most poskim hold that Kinyan Sutimta, as it's called, helps even not only the Maisa Kinyan is something that normally wouldn't be a Maisa Kinyan, but because of common usage by the Sochrim, it's Koneh, but it also helps like for Dover Shalom Baliolam. That if it's common custom among the Sochrim to buy, let's say, futures, you buy futures, and so it's to Dover Shalom Baliolam. But this is a commodity that's sold and bought and traded, so that's also Nichlal in this din of Sutimta, and it helps even on a Dover Shalom Baliolam. Agav, just to add something interesting, not about Sutimta, but when I was looking at this halacha, so the sefer I was looking at said an example of something that's nicknamed b'mesira is a car. A car. It's so, in other words, the Shulchan Aruch says hagbah. If it's too heavy, meshicha. If it's too heavy for either of those two, then you mesira. Mesira of the reins of a horse. That's the Gemara's case. So I don't know. I don't agree with a car. At one point in time, I made a small claims court in Muncie. I'm the dying small claims court. So my first case was someone sold a car, and they did the insurance. They gave over the keys. The registration was changed, insurance was changed, everything, and then the car was stolen. But the guy never made a mashiach on it. He never drove it away. It was parked in front of, the lady was selling it, it was parked in front of our house. There was no mashiach. So that's how I paskin, it's metaltalin, and it's her tough luck. It was stolen from her. Now I saw this today, I'm thinking, Masira. Well, I don't see why you should need Masira. And other than he says giving over the keys to the car is therefore a kinyan on the car, Masira. I don't know why a car could be nicknamed a Mashiach. You could drive it away. Bishlama, a boat. I don't know. On the ocean, you're not going anywhere. I don't know. But a car is normally used in a way. It's like it's something that is, you could move it very easily. I don't see why it should have to be nicknamed a Mesira. So I don't know, I have to look into this and maybe call up the person and say that, I asked around. Everybody seemed to think that a car is nicknamed a Meshicha. You drive it one car length and it's nicknamed. Maybe you don't need one car length. It's more than a Meshicha Sfina, how far you have to do Meshicha. But interesting. I never thought of that it needs Mesira. Okay.